Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
An Odyssey Station.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
7 o'clock here on a holiday Saturday. We welcome you in to Tee to Green. We are live and on the air on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is your spot for local golf talk every Saturday, Tee to Green. And we are in Cheektowaga at Diamond Hawk Golf Course. And we're excited to be here talking golf with you over the course of the next hour right here on WGR. Jam-packed show. We'll be talking with the general manager here at Diamond Hawk, Fred Zillner, in just one moment. A big week out at East Aurora Country Club where we were last week. The International Junior Masters concluding yesterday. Jeff Kamian, one of the tournament directors, going to join us at 7:20. To let you know how it played out there as yesterday it finished up. So we have two champions on the boys' side and the girls' side, so Jeff will give you the details. 7:30, a great event that we're proud to be a part of, Tee It Up for the Troops, which is in September, and we'll have a couple of guests to talk about that event as well. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week from Jeff Mitis later on during the show, and, of course, our check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, Champions Tour Leaderboard, and LPGA Leaderboard. We welcome in our crew. Kevin Sylvester on site, not working on the PGA Tour this week. Kev, they gave you a week off. Good morning.
Well, yeah. Well, my mother was got married yesterday. So
congratulations to the Sylvester family.
Had a family wedding. So, you know, there's only a few things that get me a week off. And it's either a wedding or an invitational. So those are my 2 weeks off this summer. Good to be here, guys.
That's great. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, yeah. I think you play in more than one invitational a year, Kev.
I'm only playing in one this year, believe it or not.
Normally, you have like 13.
No, normally two. Normally two. You know, they're taxing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've worked to the other end. I haven't played in them. Yeah. Four days of 14-hour days, yeah.
Yeah, the staff love them. I could just tell.
Actually, they're fun because you're busy and you're active and it's a tournament. But those events are fun to work.
I'm actually playing the practice round for it. It's at Wanaka this morning after the show. I'll be heading to my
practice.
Because
you've never played any rounds at Wanaka.
Well,
right?
You're guessing you get a practice round, and
each year the course can play a little different.
That's exactly right, Brian.
Good point. Good point.
And it's going to play exactly the same 1 month from today.
Probably.
Sure.
Now I liked your quote last year that you spent more time there than the staff that 1 week or whatever.
I had more meals. Fred Zillner could appreciate this from Diamond Hawk. We'll bring him here in a second. But yeah, last year from the Invitational, and then there's a charity event I played at the following Monday at the Invitational. In a 7 day period, I had 16 meals. At Wanaka, out of 21, right? Breakfast, lunch, dinner. I had 16 of the 21.
That's a solid week.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Solid, yes, is appropriate. Yes. It was great. It was, you know, it was good.
I would agree. All right, let's bring in Fred Zillner, the general manager here at Diamond Hawk. Fred, good morning. Thanks for having us back for another show.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah. How are you?
Oh, everything's great.
I know you were here late last night. I saw you here last night. I played here yesterday. Had a great time.
Yeah, we had a really fun night. You know, we were doing more than just golf here at Diamond Hawk.
Must have been a great night. The band's still set up.
It was such a good night, I told them to get the heck out.
They left their gear,
Yeah, I got a chance to play yesterday.
Not the band. You played golf.
No, I did not play the band. There wouldn't be as many people here if I was playing last night. But let's start with the golf side of things. I had a great time out on the course yesterday. I wanted to compliment your staff. I thought the greens were incredible.
They
ran so smooth, nice and fast, beautiful. The course was in great shape.
Thanks. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, we get so much play and they keep it up in such good shape. One of the things that the superintendent kind of pushed for this year, we got a new extra wide roller, and he felt that it was going to really help with the greens with all the ball marks. We're repairing ball marks all the time, and the roller keeps the greens rolling super smooth.
And you have a monoculture because this is a newer facility as far as things go in Western New York. So you have the newest turfs and you don't have a lot of things bleeding into your other turf. So your greens are almost pure. I mean, they're great, great shape because of that, I think.
Yeah, that's we have the Declaration Bat, which was a new breed from Lebanon that they came up with at Rutgers. And we were one of the first places to have it along with Harvest Hill. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great grass. It's very it really wants to be mowed low. And it's disease resistant, so those are the two great things about the grass.
That is great. Good reminder, too, as we said, especially, too, sometimes at a public facility, Kev, sometimes people forget when they come up to the green.
To fix their marks.
Fix their ball marks. And
they forget that at private clubs,
yes,
too, Brian.
It's okay to fix someone that's not yours, too,
yeah,
by the way. You're allowed to.
Oh, yeah. While you're waiting for your partner to putt or chip up, you know, look down and... Yeah, fix a few.
That's when you don't look like a golfer, when you just walk by your ball mark. Then people look at you like, oh, this guy's not a golfer.
By the way, here's another tip that you do not see enough people do, no matter what facility. If you're in a bunker and you exit the bunker and you're walking up the green, before you get to the putting surface.
Bring the rake over, you're saying?
No. Well,
tap the sand off.
Tap the sands off your shoes. Like, no one wants sand on the green.
I would agree.
So.
Yes. Well, we're giving all kinds of good advice today.
Well, and if the rakes are in the bunker, put them in the middle of the bunker, not the edge of the bunker. Put them in the middle of the bunker. Edge of the bunker shouldn't prevent the ball from going down in.
Okay. Well, we can have a discussion about that.
You know what? Discussion should be? Rakes should never be in the bunker.
Well, it depends on the facility, right? What do you do here?
Outside
the bunker? Yeah. I think it depends on, like, what the superintendent wants. Like, if they want to leave them in the bunker, or they want to mow around the bunker without taking them out.
Well, the really only reason to put them in the bunker is mowing.
Mowing, right. Yes.
Yes. So if that's the only reason,
rakes
should not be in the bunker.
I like the ones with the little spikes so they stand up, too, by the way.
Yeah, that perhaps is the best option. Yeah. Or put them in the carts.
Yep.
But you know what the real solution is? Don't hit it in the bunker.
Yeah. You can just look at it as you walk by to the green.
All right, sorry.
Just pick it out of there.
Public service there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the course played great yesterday. Fred had a great time and in phenomenal condition. I brought my son over. He was shot great. I love this. Can we come back? Yes. Some of I was just thinking the back nine holes there when you start to tee off and you go on either side of that pond that's in the middle, you know, on 10 when you start, and then you start to make your way around. I mean, just we were here in the evening, and to see the sun after it was raining, the sun was coming out, and you had some, you know, like the with the kind of being a little, you know, moist out from the rain, but then at the same time, there were like the rays from the sun coming down.
It's called a rainbow, Brian.
Got a couple of nice pictures. It wasn't a full rainbow. I'm just saying it was a really cool picturesque spot over there on that back nine, early part over there.
I love the back nine.
Yeah.
Here. But, you know, that's my favorite time to play. I mean,
the golden hour in the evening.
Yeah. I mean, being in the business our whole life, you know, that's usually when you play. And it's just such a great time. It's peaceful. There's not a ton of people on the golf course. You can enjoy yourself out on the.
All the critters, that's when you see all the wildlife and everything.
That is a great time to bring. I've always found to bring your kids out too, you know, because then you're not pressured,
right?
You know, it's easy to let somebody through. Mm-hmm. You know, I always found that was a great time.
Yeah, they can just run around and have fun, and even if they don't play a hole, they can run down the fairway if they want.
Absolutely,
I would agree. Yeah, the golf course looks great.
Thank you.
Beyond the golf course, you've done some other cool stuff here. We're staring at a beautiful new patio and a band shell. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Fred?
Well, it seems like golf, we're always trying to find ways to enhance the experience. So we've increased our patio size more than double. That happened pretty quick. The partners here decided that, you know, post-COVID, everybody wants to be outside. So we increased our patio space. And we put a band shell with for our bands to be outside, again, to enhance the patio. And the funny thing was, we have a group of people that come in here every week and dance. So we had to build a dance floor in the front of the band so they can get out there and dance. So it's actually been a great learning experience, but it's really a lot of fun. Our dinners are cranking. You come in here almost any night. Well, we have leagues four nights a week. So the clubhouse is really moving, you know, in the evening. And then on the weekends, we just let it rip.
All right, for someone who's hitting their third shot, and they say the airmail one over to the right, is that a temporary immovable structure? Like, is it like a camera tower?
It's rubber the green.
That's awesome.
Yeah, can I get a ruling? Yeah. The band's playing. Excuse me. Can you guys move? I got to get this up and down.
And
yeah.
Could you play Twist and Shout? Yeah. Please? Sorry. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, it looks awesome.
You can have walk-up music.
No, you're right. When we came in here to make the turn, the band was already playing. And there were people out there dancing, and I was like, wow, it's rocking inside right here
right
now.
Yeah, it really, it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, I've been in the business, as Jeff has been, for a long time, since 1980, and the golf business is different.
Way different, yeah.
Yeah, we're not so closed. We're open to everything. I mean,
it's less uptight.
Yeah.
Much less uptight.
We had people come in the other night for dinner, and they go, oh, my God, you have a golf course here. Now, that's unique for us because, you know, we felt we were the best kept secret. We didn't advertise a lot. We didn't get our name out there in public. And now we're out there.
Yeah. Now, if you're on social media, you can follow them. Diamond Hawk has got some good social media following. Jeff, though, I know you as a PGA pro, you know, your mission is to grow the game, mm-hmm. Making it fun in a variety of ways.
Wait, I thought that was LIV Golf's mission to grow the game. All right, that was a shot. Yeah. Go ahead.
Making it fun on the golf course, in the restaurant, right. The whole experience of being here, like, I think that's something that I know that as you see the golf industry changing, and a lot of it for good reasons, like,
yep.
I think that's how you're getting more and more people to I'm seeing, you know, I guess I shouldn't say this, like, just I'm older, but now younger people, I feel like, are talking about golf and going to golf courses and going to hang out and have restaurant, you know, go to a restaurant or a patio or listen to music at a golf course, like, more than I've ever heard.
Yeah, and I think the good facilities are embracing that, you know, so golf should be fun, and people want to have fun, and that's what makes you come back. If you go and you have a negative experience somewhere, you don't want to come back, and it's from you walk into the door till you leave that day, you should be having fun, and you should just, you know, enjoy your day. You're paying to play golf. You're paying to have something to eat. So make that as positive as you can. And it's way more diverse now. There's way more women. There's way more kids. There's guys with their baseball hats backwards. You know, we wouldn't even let a guy out on the golf course with a baseball hat backwards before.
Right.
You know, and things like that. So I do think it's grown the game and it's better. And obviously COVID helped a lot. There's a huge COVID bump. And I'm sure it's leveled off a little bit, but it doesn't seem to have here.
Yeah, it hasn't at all.
I still think there are still some standards that should be, like.
I agree.
Tuck your shirt in, wear your cap the right way.
I do like to cap forward. Yes.
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 Yeah. No, I just think there just needs to be some tradition carried on with it.
I grew up playing Delaware Park, and my father wouldn't let me go if I didn't have good shorts and a golf shirt on.
Yeah.
And I had to have my shirt, even playing Delaware Park as a kid when I was 12. I still had to dress.
Like, we've let everything else go in society. Like, you remember when you traveled on an airplane, you used to dress up?
Yes.
Hell, now people come in their pajamas.
But I used to smoke. Right? We used to smoke cigarettes on airplanes, too.
Well, that too. and, you know, church, you used to dress up to go to church.
Yep.
Now people go in their pajamas.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So let's just keep some uniformity.
There is still honor to the game.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And that's
tradition.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of traditions. And I think the traditions are good. You know, a lot of the traditions are what make golf fun. You play in that event every year at Wanaka. That's a tradition.
Yes.
You know, you play in the club championship here at Diamond Hawk. That's a tradition every year. And that's what makes a lot of that is what makes golf fun and gets people coming back year after year.
Absolutely.
Fred, what about some of just the golf options for people here? Open to the public, we know, but joining a league or coming to play, like, what sort of options do they have?
Well, our leagues are pretty much full for the year,
okay.
Which is a great thing. But we have a great practice facility. Our practice facility is phenomenal. Now we have a new turf tee in the back.
Yeah, custom tee, put that turf in?
Yeah, yep. Custom tee.
Custom turf, sorry.
It's a very, very good add-on to our tee. tough thing that we're doing, to be honest with you, is getting range balls. I think every
facility yeah.
can't get them, but we're figuring our way out through that one. But we have a great putting green, chipping green, and just a great facility to get out here and play. Evenings is tough during the week just with the leagues, but we have the, you know, play all day. And weekends are just crazy. I mean, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, this place just rocks.
I think the practice facility is worth mentioning a second time here. It is a really good practice facility. And even, you know, if you work around here, by the way, for those that don't know, sometimes people forget, actually, it's right next to...
People
right
still work nowadays.
Yes, right across from the airport. But with all these businesses around here, on a lunch hour, come on over here and check out the practice, you know, take on the practice facility for 45 minutes to
it
an
is a,
hour.
It is a good
It's a really,
facility.
Really cool spot really. And a great spot to maybe take your lunch hour there. Yeah. It's a great spot to work
here.
On your game.
And then,
or get lunch here.
Yeah.
We really do. We get quite a bit of that. People come in, you know, have their quick bucket and have a quick sandwich and go. And it's perfect for that because we're right in the middle of everything.
That's the bucket and bucket special. You get a bucket,
bucket
and a bucket here.
Yeah. And a bucket of balls.
Yeah. Or a bucket
promote,
of beer, right? Yeah.
You know, you don't promote drinking while
Well, I meant a bucket of wings, Fred.
Oh,
bucket of wings.
This is lunch hour, Kev. You can't yes. have a bucket of beer.
Bucket of wings. Come on.
But it's it really is a great facility. It's a lot of fun, and we're inclusive for everybody. So we want, you know, kids. We do a lot of high school and college teams here. We just want everybody to be here and have fun.
Awesome. If somebody wants to contact you maybe about a future event or tournament, how would you have them do it, Fred?
We just you can call the Pro Shop, 716-651-0700, or email is the best way, diamondhawkgolf.com. They can email me or anybody on staff, and it gets around. I'd tell anybody if they're looking for a tournament next year, come in early.
Hey, Norman might call you because I'm pretty sure Portland's not having him back.
You could have a live event here. Yeah, there's not many fans, so you don't need the
it's
infrastructure.
It's wide open.
Yeah.
Did you see? I'm going to bring it. Did you see the story? It's from this week. So they pick Portland, Oregon, right? Pumpkin Ridge. That's where Tiger won his third AM. And so a lot of members resigned because there was a Saudi national who hit a 15-year-old and killed a 15-year-old. And as the story was written, the Saudi government got the national out of there before they'd be prosecuted. Mm. So people are pissed, and rightfully so. So not sure that's what that's the growing the game story they wanted out and relived, you know, when they went there. And then all these players are up there, the ones who left, and they just they don't know how to answer the questions.
Yeah, they
right?
looked angry.
Yeah, Koepka, I just answered he looked like a jerk answering the question. Let's be honest. Right?
Yeah, it's a tough time in golf. It's pretty tumultuous with all this going on. And
Pat Perez shows up at whatever party, pro-am, in a money shirt. Like, that says it all right there. Right? Just be honest. Just say you left for the money.
Well, didn't he say that? He said, I just hit the lottery.
Yes. Now, go back to Pat Perez's comments probably 6 months prior. He was ripping Phil Mickelson, ripping the whole idea. He was saying Tiger... Like, this whole interview Pat Perez did, I watched him. I'm trying to remember the tournament, but I it might have been at Riviera. I don't know. I remember seeing him standing up there doing the interview, and I overheard some of it, and he's just saying that this Tiger did all this for us. This is where tour's at. And 6 months later, here's $10 million, Pat. Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yep. Well, sometimes the check just overrides your moral thoughts,
right? And listen, I haven't been offered $10 million. I haven't been offered anything. If I were offered $10 million, I'd probably have to think about it. We all would. We're all human. But
sure.
I wouldn't sit there and say, oh, I can spend more time with my family.
Growing the game. Yes, yes. You're not growing the game.
Well, every week it's definitely given us storylines to talk about for sure. But the PGA Tour, the three previous events have had some outstanding tournaments these last 3 weeks. The Canadian Open went down to the wire with Rory and JT and Finau. The U.S. Open went down to the end with Fitzpatrick and Zalatoris and Scheffler. And then last week's event went right down to the wire with Schauffele.
It was awesome.
It's been
well. It wasn't awesome for Figala. He's an awesome kid. I felt
tell us a little bit about him because I think he's super likable, at least from watching on TV. Kev.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. Yeah.
So I didn't know much about him either until during the pandemic 2020? I hosted a Zoom. Like, instead of doing pro-ams, I did these Zoom chats. And so guests were invited that would normally play, but there was like, you know, they invited a whole business group, and it was for the Charles Schwab Challenge. Sahith Theegala was one of the guys. So I did a little homework on him for the interview, and he got on there early, and we're talking, and just an engaging, intelligent kid, so polite. And I just loved the conversation with him. And you could tell he was grateful that the Charles Schwab Invitational invited him to compete. You know, he won the Haskins Award, the Nicklaus Award.
Yeah, he's the best college golfer by a mile.
Out of Pepperdine. Yeah. And they had to wait for the NCAA. Couldn't repeat his champions because of COVID, what have you. And so then he turns pro, and he's just got, you know, worked his way through the Corn Ferry Tour. In the fall, it's the first time I saw him in person at the Sanderson Farms Championship, and he came up to me. You're Kevin, right? Like, I remember from the chat. Yeah. Yeah. And we had a nice conversation, and he almost won, finished second. And, you know,
he's got a lot of game. That's
yeah.
Sure.
And he's a shot maker, right? Like, there isn't like, what does he do great? And you'd be like, how about everything? Like, yeah. He's like, he reminds me of Spieth a little bit, where he just does and a short game's not as good as Jordan Spieth, but the guy knows how to score the ball. And that's why I took him this week in our pool. And he had a terrible first round, but shot 6 under yesterday to make the cut.
He's back in it.
Yeah, the kid can play.
Yeah,
final, he's someone to root for. So yeah. Hit the gala.
Final week in our Tee to Green Fantasy League for the month of July, since the tournament. I'm sorry, for the month of June, since it started in June on the 30th. So this is the final week, and then we have some set of prizes to give out. But anyway, Fred Zillner, the GM here at Diamond Hawk. Fred, thank you so much.
He's a good kid too, Fred Zillner.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Got game.
You guys have a great day.
651-0700, fzillner@diamondhawkgolf.com, or just Diamond Hawk Golf, right? Diamond Hawk.
Diamond Hawk Golf.
Diamond Hawk Golf. .com, the website. Okay. Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
All right. Next, we go to the International Junior Masters at East Aurora Country Club. Great event that had just finished up late yesterday. We bring in one of the tournament directors, Jeff Kamey, and he's on the line right now. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for joining us. I know it was a very, very busy week for you, and it finished up yesterday. You got a pair of winners to tell us about.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're great. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah. 7 o'clock comes early the day after the IJM. But
comes early every Saturday morning.
That's right.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, we had a great week. A lot of exceptional golf, and I suppose it wouldn't be a IJM Friday without a little rain delay, and we had a short one yesterday. Last year was about 2.5 hours. It was about 15 minutes. Our lightning detection system activated, but it didn't last very long. We wound up with two great champions.
Yeah, so let's start on the boys' side, Jeff.
Sure.
Is it Force Kasaluta from Thailand ends up taking it home?
Yes. And Force was a force all week. He started, at our fundraising tournament on Monday. You know, dazzling people. It was quite a windy day, and he drove our fifth green, which is about 335 yards. Into the wind, he drove it, and he was doing stuff like that all week. He shot he had a 67 first day of mental play. Struggled a little bit on the second day, but still qualified for the championship flight, and then worked his way through the bracket. And the semifinal match was against his countryman, Nipit Klintsiscik, and the medalist shot, I believe his scores were 70 and 67. So he was playing well, obviously. And the semifinal match came down to the 18th hole. They were all square. And if you guys recall the 18th hole, there's about a 3-10 carry over water, and Forrest pulled out driver and hit it to 15 feet.
Wow.
Which was a pretty gutsy thing to do on an all square match going into 18, and guys, the ball hit the green, bounced once and stopped. It looked like somebody was hitting a 9-iron. It was really kind of unbelievable.
That's good stuff from Force. So just for everybody aware, maybe if you didn't listen last week, the International Junior Masters has 2 days of medal stroke play, and then it goes to match play. The top 16 go to the championship flight, and then obviously, each day, two rounds each, and you play it out to the finals, which was yesterday. So that's how the boys' side played out. Jeff, how about a little on what happened with the girls? Sakura Kaneko is your winner of Japan.
Yes. I just need to say one last thing about the final match. Mm-hmm. We were treated to something that you almost never see, you sure don't see it in junior golf. On our third hole, Force had an albatross. he hit about 130 yards in for his second shot and hit it and pulled back into the hole, and that was really something to see. But
wow, that's amazing. Yeah, worth mentioning. Thanks for throwing that in there, too. Very cool.
We don't see that. So he provided probably in the space of a couple hours two of the most unbelievable shots any of the members at East Aurora have ever seen. So moving on to the girls' flight, yes, Sakura, she's a very good player, a little bit of a surprise winner in that she took down our medalist, Amelie Fung, in her semifinal match on Friday morning, yesterday morning. But she struggled a little bit on the second day of medal play, but obviously found something. And her competitor, Ella Wong, had a real good match going. Sakura was up 3. And then Ella won the 13th, 14th, and 15th holes to tie the match. And ultimately, the girls' match is the one that went to 18 holes. And Sakura won the last hole. And she was our second girls' IJM champion.
Excellent. Well, it's awesome that you've brought the girls' division into your tournament. 69 years of doing it on the boys' side, and two more champions to put in the history books to rank with some other great players. We mentioned it last week, players on the pro tours that you hear about. Corey Connors, Mackenzie Hughes, Trevor Immelman, who we're going to hear on the CBS broadcast a lot more next year. Jim Furyk's been there, Sebastian Munoz. So a lot of great players to add to your list. Jeff, I know you and everybody out there at East Aurora does a great job with the event. So congratulations, and enjoy your rest today. Hopefully you get a little bit of that.
I will get a little bit of rest, and we appreciate you guys being out there last week and calling in this morning. Excellent.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
Alex Brown had some great pictures, too.
Yeah, Alex Brown from our team, one of our Tee to Green contributors. If you want to see some pictures from the event, go to our Tee to Green handle on Twitter, at T2GBuffalo, and Alex Brown had a ton of great photos all week, including the embrace at the win, shaking hands with Paul O'Brien, the tournament director. He's got a whole bunch of photos there and videos, so you can check it out. Good job, Alex, this week out at East Aurora.
Real quick, David Jones, gentleman Dread Pro there, did an awesome job. PGA Junior League event that they had Tuesday for the Southtowns League for the cup that they have there. My son got to participate in that and then stayed. Like, he loved it. Like, the long drive competition, the cookout with the kids. He's like, I thought he wanted to go after because his team, they played okay, but he's like, no, I want to stay and watch this, and he loved it. They did a phenomenal job, made those kids feel like rock stars.
Yeah, it's cool stuff, and David does a great job.
Yeah, it was so, thank you, David, and everybody.
Good job, David Jones. Drew Thompson, the course looked great all week, we know, and Jeff and Paul that helped run the event. Kudos to everybody out there at East Aurora for one of Western New York's golf traditions every year. Speaking of that, the Porter Cup, the men's side coming up In 2 weeks, we'll be at Niagara Falls in a couple of weeks at Country Club to talk about that. But when we come back, an event that we're very proud to be a part of, Tee It Up for the Troops, coming up in September. We'll have the information in an interview. Tom Waring and Mary Margaret McKee going to join us next to talk about that event. When we return, we're live at Diamond Hawk Golf Course here in Cheektowaga with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Josh Schmidt back in our Amherst studios. Thanks for being with us. Tee to Green, rolling on with more right after this on WGR.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
7:34, welcome back, Tee to Green. We are live here at Diamond Hawk Golf Course in Cheektowaga. Great place to come play.
Cheektowaga.
Yes. Right off Genesee Street here on Sonwell Drive. And we're happy to be inside their beautiful restaurant where they had music going last night.
Hey, quick shout out to my friend Craig Dumbledon. He retired yesterday after a long career with our friends at Triad Distributing, and Michelob Ultra is a sponsor here. And Craig,
big supporter of our show for many years,
yeah,
so thank you.
Craig's been the gentleman. That's how I met him many, many, many years ago, and he's become a friend, and I'm happy for him. He gets to spend more time cleaning his pool. So, no, Craig, congratulations. Thanks for all your efforts, not only with TD Green, but with our Duster Challenge when we've needed things, and we appreciate it. And now you get to play more golf too, my friend.
Excellent. Congrats. All right, next up here on Tee to Green, we're going to talk about the 6th annual Tee It Up for the Troops event at Wanaka Country Club, which is going on in September. And we have two guests on the line to talk about it here, Tom Waring and Mary Margaret McKee. And we say good morning to both. And Tom, we'll start with you. Tell everybody just what this event is all about.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. This is, as you said, our 6th annual Tee It Up for the Troops. The purpose of our Tee It Up for the Troops is to honor, remember, respect, and support all those that have served our armed forces. We support the critical services and programs that help veterans heal, make their transition, grow, and thrive, some of them being PGA Hope Program, Higher Ground, and Tee It Up for the Troops Reunion, which is held every January in Florida.
And Mary Margaret with us here. Can you tell us where this money goes? Because a lot of people like to know if their money's staying local or not.
Yes, good morning. First of all, I really want to thank you both for having us on this morning. We really appreciate the opportunity to share the details of our event with your listeners. Over the past 5 years, the Tee It Up for the Troops event at Wanaka has raised over $500,000 due to the generosity of the Western New York community. And these funds have been distributed to Tee It Up National, as well as Western New York chapter of the PGA Hope, as Tom mentioned. And that program introduces veterans with disabilities to the game of golf and Higher Ground, a veterans program that uses recreational therapy as a tool for healing and well-being. So you can see that the money from this event, it goes to tremendous causes, both at the local and national level, and we are incredibly proud to bring awareness to and support our veterans.
Hey, Tom, this is Jeff Mead. It's good to hear your voice again, and I've been around that event for a few years and have seen all the great things it's done and all the money it's raised and how much fun everybody has playing that day. How can someone get involved? Like, is there still room in the event? How do they donate money? Give us a little bit of the logistics there, how someone listening that wants to help can engage.
Sure. They can reach out to our website, Tee It Up for the Troops, our Wanaka Country Club. It's actually wanakacc.dojiggy.com. They'll find us there. They can register. We have ample room yet, although we are selling out quickly. Our foursomes. This year we opened it up because we have an AM and PM flight. We opened it up for individual golfers as well because we have a greater capacity. The other way they can help us, and this has been really received very well. In fact, thank you as well, Tita Green. Last year you did one of these for us as well, was they sponsor a warrior. For $400, you can give a veteran a day at Wanaka Country Club, opportunity to play the club and golf, enjoy the back patio overlooking the lake, and just simply have a great day that otherwise may not be available to them. And that's a thrill for us to actually see veterans enjoying the day because of that opportunity. So you can get a foursome, you can be a sponsor in a bigger way if you'd like, or you can give a veteran a tremendous day for them to enjoy.
How about what's going to happen at this dinner on Saturday? I know in previous years, you guys have had guest speakers. If Tom and Mary Margaret, you both want to jump in on that, kind of what's the theme and who's being featured this year?
Mary Margaret, you want to cover who's being featured this year?
Sure. So this year we're having our dinner and fundraising event on Saturday, September 10th, and the golf outing is Monday, September 12th. And this year we are hosting Major Bonnie Carroll, founder and president, and Audrey Buell-Stick, a VP of Survivor Services for the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, called TAPS, as our sort of keynote speakers, and they're going to discuss their organization. Bonnie Carroll founded the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors in 1994 at a time when there was no national support network for the families of America's fallen heroes. And through her own grief following the death of her husband, Brigadier General Tom Carroll, who perished in an Army plane crash in 1992 along with seven other soldiers, she turned her tragedy into a purposeful effort to create what is today a major national program that provides compassionate care for all of those who are grieving the death of a service member, of a family member, of a loved one. So since its launch, TAPS has cared for more than 100,000 surviving family members through a national network of peer-based emotional support services. So we are, again, incredibly proud to have such a wonderful organization as our keynote this year, and we really look forward to those who participate in the dinner event. It was really moving last year, and we were able to raise funds by selling trips and selling Sponsor a Warrior. So we just hope to reach out to as many listeners as possible to get them involved and Tee It Up this year.
That's great. The website again, wanakacc.dojiggy.com is the website. DOGIJIGGY.com there on that. wanakacc.dojiggy.com is the site. Again, the event is September 10th is the dinner and the speakers and just a wonderful night there. And then the golf event is on Monday, September 12th. That is at Wanaka. Tom, just final thought here. I know last year from being on it, it was a quite impactful evening and the dinner and kind of reminding everybody why we're there. I thought it was a very, very memorable night.
Well, Jeff, thank you. actually, the impact, having the honor to actually host this, Justin Constantine, if you recall, was our speaker, keynote speaker last year. We lost him this year on May 5th to cancer. And a lot of that was due to complications from multiple surgeries Justin had from the injury he had taken in the field serving our country. You know, having the opportunity to hear Justin, losing Justin, and seeing the sacrifices he made and his widow has made for serving our country is all the motivation any of us need to be working as diligently as our committee does to provide a wonderful experience. I think Bonnie will be able to speak and Audrey will be able to speak to what it's like to have lost someone and to be a survivor. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from these ladies. I think we'll have a wonderful evening and the golf event will be a great success.
I didn't know he passed. I'm so sorry to hear that. That guy made me feel like I was his friend for life. I mean, he just, what an incredible human being.
What a speech, too.
I'm sad to hear that. That's a tremendous loss.
It is. Well,
Tom, Mary Margaret, thank you so much. We'll continue to get information out of you about your event throughout our shows and on our Tee to Green social media platforms. But thank you for all you do for a great cause, and we're looking forward to being a part of the dinner and the golf coming up in September at Wanaka.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, you guys.
All right. Thank you both.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Tom Waring and Mary Margaret McKee from the Tee It Up for the Troops event. Again, if you want to be a part of it, we'll tweet out the link on our Tee to Green Twitter handle here in just one moment at Tee to G Buffalo. Yeah, it was a very emotional speech last year.
Guy sitting at my table, Sam Sobrino, he was part of the unit that saved that, you know, his unit. Sam wasn't part of the unit at the time, but the medical unit, they saved him. Like, remember that? And they didn't know they were there, and they came, I'm getting chills thinking about it.
Yeah, it was a cool evening, and there's people from all over the country that come to this event, and it's one of the largest fundraisers in Western New York, especially for our veterans community.
Yeah, really, really cool event. We'll be a part of it as well here from Tee to Green, so we thank Tom and Mary Margaret for coming on. All right, let's get quickly our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Jeff playing here yesterday, Diamond Hawk yesterday. There's some pretty large greens, and I had to do a lot of lag putting.
Okay.
So how about some tips on lag putting here? So the next time
act like you lag putt. That wasn't the first time you've had a lag putt.
Yeah, normally, I'm always inside 10 feet, Kevin.
Right, so that's a lag putt for me.
No, here's why it's let me just add this. If you look at tour stats and proximity to the hole when they reach the green, like a great week is 25 feet on average.
Right.
That's not close. Yeah. So you're going to lag putt a lot.
Yeah, so obviously we always talk about speed being the number one thing. I like also to look, because these a lot of times lag putts are going to have a lot of break because you're putting over a huge part of the green. I like to look for the high point around the green and the high point of your putt. So my thought is always to try to visualize the line and get it to the high point and then let, you know, gravity or whatever else take over. You know, sometimes you're putting uphill, so that doesn't. But hitting it solid is really, really important when you have those longer putts. When I see a lot of amateurs hit longer putts, you'll see their legs moving or wiggling because they're trying to get a little extra impetus into that ball. So keep that base of your body really solid and real light grip pressure. And if you have a longer, more flowing stroke instead of a shorter, more popping stroke, it'll be better served for those long putts. So take a lot of practice strokes with a long, flowing motion, visualizing the speed that you want, visualizing the line that you want, real light grip pressure, and make sure you hit it on the center of the blade, because a lot of times with those longer strokes, guys will hit a little bit off the heel or the toe with their putter, and then they don't end up getting close. And you know, I'm always trying to dive in the top edge of the hole if it's downhill or running in the back. So same thing, you still want to make it. Yeah, I'm always thinking, hey, I'm going to try to make this. Not a lot of people talk about lagging it into a 3-foot circle. I'm trying to make it because I think if I miss it, it'll end up closer. But yeah, still keep your hands real soft. Try to hit it in the center of the blade. Keep that lower body quiet. And a longer, more flowing stroke will definitely help with your lag putts. So make sure you practice some before the round. Because if you go out and you haven't hit some lag putts, it's, you know, your first hole you got a 50-footer, it's going to be a little difficult.
And one of your great drills, Jeff, that you always tell us about, the putting to the collar drill. This is something where you can go back a little farther and kind of practice that lag putt.
Yeah, because then you're completely engrossed in the distance and the speed as opposed to the line or making it. So, yeah, if you try to putt to the collar from a distance and get it as close to the collar as you can
without having it touch the collar. So grab three or four golf balls, get 30, 40 feet away from a collar somewhere, even if it's breaking, and just try to lag it as close to the collar as you can and practice them. You know, make sure you hit some lag putts. A lot of people don't hit those longer putts before a round. They get out there and they're befuddled.
Yep. Okay, good advice there from Jeff. Western New York PGA doing great stuff across Western New York. If you want to get your son or daughter involved or you want to take it up yourself, go to WNYPGA.com. You can find the spot to find your local PGA pro. You can just put in your zip code and it tells you who you can go see. Of course, if you want to talk to Jeff, you can even go see him over at Golf Dojo.
That's
Jeff,
right,
I know
yeah.
you guys, I saw drove by, you got your new sign up. It looks great
yeah,
over on Transit
to get busy.
Road.
Yeah, the place is getting fun, and it's really, really exciting. Super excited about it.
My son had an awesome time. We went there a few weeks ago after the show, and he had an awesome time. It was fun. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, speaking of good stuff that the Western PGA does, Kevin, I know both of our boys on Thursday will be doing Drive, Chip, and Putt, which is always a great event that they're involved in.
Yes, that is such a cool deal.
Is that a Glen Oak, right?
Yeah, it'll be a Glen Oak.
Is, yeah, the local qualifier, then the sub-regional, and it's a cool day. And, you know, they get to go and get three whacks at it, at the drive, chip, and the putt, and then you can check the leaderboard and see how you do, and it's just a cool day.
And didn't both your kids make it through last year?
They did.
They did.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
It's good parenting.
it was all
stay
him.
We stayed out of the way. That was the good parenting.
Yeah. It was all him. And then I got in the way and got him a new driver for the sub-regional, and he missed advancing by one drive. One drive because they all three went out of bounds. And
it's your fault.
So it was a new driver's fault.
We got to get Dylan to get a new caddy on the bag for his drive.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe mom should take him. Yeah.
Well, she took him to the sub-regional. I gave her the wrong time. You may recall.
I do recall.
Yeah, she was there like 3 hours early.
I did see her when we got there.
She didn't think it as funny as we did.
She also relayed that information to me. We'll make sure you get the right time this week, Kevin.
Sorry.
All right, timeout. When we come back, we'll whip around the pro scene. What's going on in the PGA Tour, Champions Tour, LPGA Tour? That's coming up next year as we are broadcasting live from Diamond Hawk Golf Course in Cheektowaga with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis. I'm Brian Colziel. More coming up, Tee to Green, right after this from Diamond Hawk on WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
Back on Tee to Green at Diamond Hawk Golf Course. John Deere Classic on the PGA Tour this week. J.P. Poston is your leader, 62-65. He's got a 4-stroke lead over Denny McCarthy. McCarthy, by the way, the 2017 Porter Cup winner, will be going up to Porter Cup Media Day later this week as well. And in 2 weeks, we'll be there at Niagara Falls Country Club for our show. But Poston, Kevin, a 4-stroke lead on McCarthy going into the weekend.
He's got a great, you know, they call him the postman. It's on his bag. Yeah. He always rings twice. He had a great week last week. Finished tied for second.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Golf Attire, the world's finest golf wear, is there's no senior event this week, but Padraig Harrington won last week at Saucon Valley at the U.S. Senior Open, so congratulations to him.
By the way, Donald Ross, Brian's got the shirt on today. the popsicle shirts. That is great for this weekend. Yeah.
I thought the red, white, and blue and the popsicle.
I like the skull one.
This was the skull one's good too. Yes. We got that. We got the cocktail one.
Yes. We got a lot of cool ones.
I picked out, you know, I picked out some good ones this year, but they actually make it. So credit to them.
This is my favorite, the popsicle.
Yeah, the popsicle one is where it's at.
Good July 4th shirt.
No LPGA event this week. Officially, we'll get them back going next week, the ladies' side.
Yeah.
All right.
So what? Now, I'm going to ask, what do you guys think of, LIV? Everybody's asking me about it. People, listen, they want to know, what do you think about it, Brian?
I think it's a money grab. I said it a few weeks ago. I mean, these guys, I can't say that if someone threw $10 million at me for some activity that it would be tough to not think about it, for sure. I don't blame anybody for grabbing it. The players that I'm surprised at are the younger players that have maybe that know they're going to have an established PGA Tour career. I'm also surprised that somebody even I know personality-wise maybe it shouldn't surprise me, but like Dustin Johnson can still win a lot of majors and can still win a lot of PGA Tour events, and he's already worth hundreds of millions already. With the Gretzky family that he's in, yes, he is. Right?
Well,
don't you think?
He's not poor.
Well,
no.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got enough money to live comfortably the rest of his life.
If I'm not saying Pat Perez handles it well, but you're 46 or
46.
Whatever, right. He knows he's not going to win on the PGA Tour anymore. Like, hey, I'm right. As he said, I won the lottery. Like, it's more understandable. Not again saying any of these guys I think are doing the right thing, but. It's more understandable.
And that's what I feel like. I feel like it's attracting the people who maybe aren't that confident in their future on the tour or don't feel they can compete or don't want to compete as much. And
there's about five guys that went that could still win on the PGA Tour.
About that, and that's about
it. DJ, Koepka, Reed, DeChambeau, Taylor Gooch, Abe Anser. Like, you know, they
Anser, too, yeah.
Ortiz. Like, all right, so they got some guys who went. I think they've been told, like, look, we're going to win court battles and all this stuff. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm like, when you agree to a tour card, you agree to the bylaws.
Yeah.
Like, so if you violate those, you subject yourself to the discipline that's happened. Guys who've left their cards, like, it's a mess right now. It's disruptive. You know, you could say it's capitalism, what have you.
I think it's ugly. Yeah. I think it's ugly.
I just look at it this way. It's not, it's a 54-hole exhibition that no one cares about.
It feels like a member guest.
It looks a lot like it, too, right?
The meaning of winning the events there have nothing.
It has no meaning. That is correct.
Yeah, do you want to win that event, or do you want to win the TPC, or do you want to win at Riviera?
I also, just to wrap this up here, the things that we talked about, how great the PGA Tour has been, these events these last few weeks, McIlroy going to the final hole up in Toronto, then Fitzpatrick and Zalatoris knowing what each other needs to do. When you're doing a shotgun, you're on hole 12, right. You're like, well, I'm up one. Is the guy who's one behind me, did he just make a birdie? Do I need to make a birdie? Is it a par? Like,
you got to drive to the clubhouse and look at the scoreboard.
You've got nobody. You got maybe no fans on the hole that you're finishing on. It's so weird.
Or do you wait till you get into the clubhouse and look at the scoreboard and someone texts you, oh, okay, you write in your score, right?
it's weird. I mean, if I was telling them what to do, I said, you got to scrap the shotgun at least for the final round. Yeah. Like that, it just, I don't know.
By the way, the team names.
Yeah, that's lame.
Dorky. Very dorky. There's nothing cool about that.
No.
All right, we're out of time here for T to Green. Josh Schmidt back in our studios. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Jeff Kamian from the IGM. Thank you, Jeff. Tom Waring and Mary Margaret McKee from the Tee It Up for the Troops event. I just tweeted out the link, by the way, at T to G Buffalo if you want to be a part or donate or participate in the Tee It Up for the Troops event at Wanaka. Check out the website there on that link. Kevin, you're going to go to Scotland for the Scottish Open.
Yes.
That is super cool. So have
fun. Excited about that. Yeah,
I would be too.
Go visit the old course the following week.
That's awesome.
For a day or two.
All right. So we'll get some insight from Kevin along the way this week. Jeff and I will be at Pendleton Creek next week, one of our home clubs, as we'll continue on with our Tee to Green tour stops here as we get into the
better
month
than the
of July.
Tour. Yes.
That's right. All right. Enjoy your holiday weekend. To our Canadian listeners, happy Canada Day from yesterday. To our American friends here, happy 4th of July weekend. And we'll talk to you next week on Tee to Green with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. I'm Brian Colziel. Enjoy your holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday at 7 right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.